Hello and welcome back to the Rock Chalk Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Mitz. Today we have a special episode for you. This is not one of our preview or recap episodes. I teased this in our last recap episode we had with Mike. We have a special guest coming in for you today. Someone that you guys are probably all pretty familiar with. It is former KU basketball player Landon Lucas. He placed second in a WPT, the World Poker Tour Deep Stacks Tournament, and we thought that was the opportunity to kind of get him on the podcast to talk about, you know, the poker that he's playing now, what it is that he likes the best about that, you know, talk a little bit about his time at KU, and then talk a little bit about the KU team coming up, and then, of course, talking about the business opportunities and the charity opportunities that he is involved with right now. So we cover a lot of ground. I do want to bring this to you guys without throwing it to a commercial break in between. So before we get over to it, I am going to go ahead and throw it to a quick break right now. We'll be right back on the Rock Chalk Podcast with Landon Lucas.
And we are welcomed now by former Jayhawk on the hardwood, Landon Lucas. Landon, it's a pleasure to have you with us here tonight. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to get you on here. To be honest, I think you're actually the first former basketball player that we've had here on the podcast. But what got us to actually bring you on? We saw last week that you had placed second in one of the poker tournaments for the World Poker Tour, the Deep Stacks tournaments. And Steve Fetch, the guy that runs our Twitter account, is real big into poker. He watches all the time and actually talks about it. And he flagged for me. And said, hey, we should have Landon on to kind of talk about that and some of the other stuff that he's doing. So was glad to see you had the time to go ahead and join us. The first question I wanted to ask you was actually about that. What was it that got you into poker? And was there anything in terms of from your basketball career that's kind of helped you as you play poker?
Yeah, I would say what got me into it was when I was younger, I think I was around like 10 years old or so, and I was watching TV and they had the main event on, and that was around the big poker boom that was going on. And there's a guy who a lot of poker players know named Phil Ivey, who was playing, and he was playing in a basketball jersey, and something about it caught my eye, and I started watching him. I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting, which is rare for a kid that age, but I really found some interesting things about it. Ended up teaching myself just from watching, and then taught my dad, got him to play with me a little bit, and from there I just continued to play.
Yeah, that's real interesting. I know you started a lot earlier than I did. I caught on when I went off to KU and spent some time there.
Okay.
And I used to watch it all the time in the dorm, But what is it that you find so intriguing about the game of poker at this point?
I really like just the different aspects to it. I mean, there's just so much thought that goes into it. There's so many different ways that you can play different hands, play different situations. There's just a lot of thinking that goes into it. And, you know, a lot of people knew me from my time at Kansas as somebody that really tried to outsmart my opponent. And it would, you know, make up for a lot of things in different situations and help me out because I could think one step ahead. And this is, you know, next level with that basketball that can, you know, help you to a certain point. But, there's obviously other factors that come in. But with poker, that's a big part of it. And so I really enjoyed that. I really like being able to continue to compete without having to put, you know, my body through some of the, physical things that I was going through with basketball and still be able to use my mind and have good competition.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a good way to keep that competitive edge, I think, without, like you said, without having to also at the same time go through the whole physical component.
For sure.
Okay, so kind of turning back to your college career, because, you know, anytime we talk about someone who played Kansas basketball, they kind of want to talk a little bit about KU basketball, at least. The moment at KU, what is that moment that kind of just think about the time you spent at Kansas? Like, this is, like, the moment that jumps out to you.
I would probably say there's quite a few. I mean, there's so many and so many big games I was fortunate to be a part of. I would say that a few of them would be my first time playing in Allen Fieldhouse, just experiencing that crowd. You know, we have those preseason games against a team like Washburn or something, and the fact that it's still sold out and the fans are just as passionate was really exciting coming into Kansas. And then, you know, some of those games like the Oklahoma triple overtime game, the 1-2, and then like the West Virginia comeback at home. Those are games that are instant classics that I'm able to rewatch and say that I was a big part of. And that's really exciting for me, especially, you know, coming out of a school like that and being able to play in big games like that was awesome. And so I had a great time. There's just so many memories that I always can look back on, and a lot of things that I've appreciated more and more after leaving.
Yeah, I know that there was definitely, you know, I was thinking getting ready for this interview about what my favorite Landon Lucas moment was. And like you said, there's so many of them that it's kind of hard to pick. But I do think that comeback against West Virginia definitely has to rank up there. Okay, for so sure. So yeah. Your junior year, I think people would widely consider that to be the year that you kind of broke out. And what do you think it was about that particular year where you finally just, it seemed like everything clicked and you know, it kind of paved the way for you to jump out and be one of the leaders of the team?
I would say that it was a long buildup and combination of things. After my sophomore year, where I ended up starting towards the end of the year and into the tournament, and I got a lot of confidence from it. And over the summer, that was the summer that we went to Korea. And I went from a starter in the tournament and feeling pretty good about myself to finding myself in Korea and back into a position battle and stuff. And you know, that was tough for me, but I just remembered wanting to stick with it and continue to show the team that, you know, I can be somebody that helps the team win. And what gave me the most confidence was when we had the team meeting halfway through with some of the starters, and they were kind of trying to decide who was going to be that fifth man and the big guy for the long haul of the season. And when all the starters had apparently went up and to coach and asked for me to be the guy, that gave me a ton of confidence. And it made me obviously feel great about the situation, my teammates, the trust they had in me. And then from there, it just was game after game, building more and more confidence. And then at that point, I believe that we ended up becoming the number one team in the country. And it definitely started with the confidence that my teammates instilled in me. That my sophomore year, I was kind of just out there. You know, we had some problems with Cliff Alexander and compliance. And so I was able to start, but, I didn't really feel like I had settled into that spot until my junior year.
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned the World University Games you guys went over and got the gold medal in that. You know, how much now, no longer at KU, you're playing professionally overseas. How much did playing in the World University Games kind of prepare you for that international career that you have right now?
A little bit. I think that the rules set that we played under was the same, and that, you know, prepared me. But outside of that, you know, there wasn't a ton more that I would take from that tournament than just my playing career elsewhere. And I was able to go overseas actually a few times with a few different teams. I went with the Athletes in Action AIA trip over to Lithuania with a Big 12 team after my freshman year. And so I had been over a few times. And then also my freshman year with the Kansas team when we went to when we went on to Paris. And so I would say that, you know, it definitely was helpful. But once you get over there, you know, it's the same game. There's going to be a few rule changes. But it is pretty similar and easy to adapt to.
That's good. So you've played, if I'm looking at this correctly, you've played for three different teams in your international career. There's one in the I believe one in the Estonian league. And then I think there's another one. Did you play in a third one, or was there like a contract that didn't work out or anything like that?
No, those were the two that I played in.
Okay. Are you currently under contract for a team this year coming up, or like I saw you were playing in the summer league for a little bit. What are you looking at this season basketball wise?
I did summer league and then kind of decided after summer league I had a few nagging injuries and was able to get some pretty good offers overseas, but decided to take some time off away from it. I have a few business ventures and the foundation along with this poker to kind of focus on for a little while and then reevaluate things probably beginning of next year.
Definitely. So you talked a little bit about the other things that you have going on. Do you want to spend just a little bit of time talking about the business you have going on and then also the charities that you work with?
Yeah, for sure. I started the business Speaker, and we launched in Portland and then we launched in Kansas. It was a soft launch for us to be able to kind of see how things were going, get some responses for it and stuff, and it went very well for us. So we were very happy with the results we saw from it. So currently we decided to go into a round of funding. We have an app being built for it, and then once it's back up and running, we'll be able to get it back out to people. So it's that site that allows you to get insurance quotes and do it in a easy and timely manner. So very excited about that. That's been fun. I was able to get my master's in business from Kansas, so being able to apply that has been exciting for me. And then the foundation that we have in Lawrence is just providing access and opportunity for kids that are living below the poverty line and want to participate in sports but might not have the means or everything necessary to do so. So we create funds and we make sure that any kid in and around the Lawrence area that wants to participate in sports can do so. And then we really work with them to try to get them to learn the life lessons that come along with it. There's so much that I've learned personally from playing sports growing up that I've been able to apply to different things just in life. And we don't want any of the kids to miss out on any of that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Having kids of my own, I think that there's a lot sports-wise that can really add to the experience of being a kid and growing up and learning those life lessons, and anything that anyone can do to kind of help facilitate that, to give everybody that opportunity, I think it's definitely a worthwhile thing. We will include some links to that organization and like all of that information so that those of you guys that are listening can get involved, can kind of see how you can help out with that as well. All right. Obviously, KU basketball, anytime it comes up, people want to know and want to talk about like the current team. So real quick, I do want to ask you, this particular KU team that's coming up, from what you've known from just being around the program, from talking with some of the guys, how much different do you think that this team this year is going to be than the ones that you played on?
I would say it's probably going to be similar, actually, to some of the teams that we had later on in my career. And I say that because what you saw last year was a bunch of young guys that have not really been through it be put into big roles. And it reminds me a lot of my freshman year playing, when we had a great talented team with Joel Embiid and Andrew Wiggins and Wayne Selden, and Frank was a freshman. There's a lot of talent on the team, but nobody really had any older guys or guys who had been around the program for a long time that could lead the way. And it was a learning process throughout that whole year. Throughout the season, we had so many learning points that we took from it. And the guys who did stay around were so much better the following couple years, and then especially, by my junior year. And so I think that this team got a ton of experience, and also learned a lot about the pressure and what it's like to play at Kansas. And they'll be able to apply that, mix it in with some of the young talent, hopefully stay healthy, and they'll be a really good team.
Yeah, I know that everyone is hoping for that. And then just one final question for you, and we'll let you get back to your poker tournament. Who on the KU roster right now do you think is going to have a breakout year this year that KU fans really need to be paying attention to?
I would probably say I don't know any of the freshmen. I haven't had a chance to be around them much, so I'm not really sure about them. But I would say it's not much of a breakout because he had a little bit of a run during the tournament, but Silvio, I just feel like there's a really good opportunity for him to go out there. He plays really hard, and from what I've seen him pick up, he's a lot better than he was during his freshman year. So I'm pretty sure fans will enjoy him. There'll be a lot less attention on him with Udoka out there, with all the guards that they have. So he'll be able to do his thing, find areas that he can insert himself and really have a good season.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's kind of the guy that I've been keeping my eye on as well. So I'm glad to hear that other people are definitely seeing. Landon, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Any thoughts that you want to leave with the KU fans before you get out of here?
That's about it. I appreciate you having me on the show. And
that'll do it for today's episode. Big thanks to Landon for coming on to the episode for us. It was a lot of fun to talk to him, and I hope to have him on at some point in the future as well. But in terms of an update of the other action, because we've talked a lot about the football team, but we haven't really had an opportunity too much to talk about some of the other action yet. The soccer team and the volleyball team are both in action now. It is the middle of their seasons, and so they both have had some mixed results so far. The soccer team is probably the one you guys are most familiar with, just because I have talked about them before. They have actually done fairly well to start the year. They are currently 7-1, and they are ranked. The last I saw, they were ranked number 11. Actually, I take that back. They're ranked number 14 this week. And they have some big matches coming up Thursday, which would be tomorrow if you're listening to this when it came out. They are facing number 7 BYU in Lawrence at Rock Chalk Park. So if you have not had an opportunity to get out for a game yet, I highly recommend you go. I've been watching as many as I can online, and it's been really exciting. And honestly, it's been some of the best soccer that I've seen in a while, given the way that Sporting KC has been playing. So I highly recommend you guys stay involved with that and stay in tune with that and kind of keep going. It's a lot of fun to watch, and they've been doing really, really well. It's another great start to another great year. I am hoping to have a soccer guest to come onto one of these Wednesday shows in the next week or two, so that we can try to talk a little bit of soccer and get you guys updated on that as well. So, also, the women's volleyball team is in action. It's been a little bit of a rough start for them. They are 4-4 in the year. They've lost their last two matches, facing Arizona and then Syracuse. So it's been a little rough. They do have some pretty good wins here. And so the hope is that they will be able to kind of get things turned around. They do have a couple matches coming up. They are participating in the Rebel Challenge this weekend. On Friday, they'll face Arizona State at 5:30. And then on Saturday, they'll face UNLV at 2 p.m. Again, those are two matches that should be probably a little tough for them, but they've been kind of easing in. And again, just like with the soccer, I'm looking still to try to bring a volleyball guest on to do an episode with them so we can talk about this team and kind of set expectations for the rest of the year for them. They are fast approaching conference play. And then once conference play starts, that's kind of it for them in the season. They'll need to have a very strong showing. Hopefully they can qualify for the NCAA tournament again. So, but all right, we will go ahead and leave it there. Thank you guys so much for listening to our special Wednesday episode. If you have not already, please do go out wherever you get your podcast. You can subscribe to the show, so that way you can get these episodes as soon as they come out. Wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or any of the other ones, just search for Rock Chalk Talk and you should be able to subscribe there. If you could do that and then give us a rating and review, couple 5 stars and nice comments would be great. It really does help to get the podcast out there to allow more people to see it so that we can bring you guys more great content. If for some reason you can't give us 5 stars, that's okay. Just please do leave us a review so we know what it is that we can improve on, so that maybe we can get 5 stars from you in the future. If you want to contact us, give us comments, suggestions, questions, anyone you want to try to interview, anything like that, you can email us, rockchoppodcast@gmail.com. You can contact us on Twitter, @rockchoppod. But once again, thank you guys so much for listening today, and we will catch you next time on the Rock Chalk Podcast.